Hello, this is Music Time in Africa. I'm Heather Maxwell, your host, broadcasting from the Voice of America in Washington. It's great to be back with you again today. I've got an exciting show. First, we continue to celebrate Black History Month with a few songs by American and Canadian Africans. Second, reporter Bill Odidi out of Nairobi introduces us to a Kenyan artist. His name is Earl Wynn, and he's just released an album. It's called Tiger and Lionesses. Bill speaks with him about it in Nairobi. And last but not least, we celebrate Valentine's Day. Ah, I can't wait for you to hear these beautiful songs. And we also have a lot of greetings and shout-outs and requests for love songs from you. Yes, love songs from Burundi, Kenya, Sierra Leone, Cameroon, Nigeria, Ghana, South Africa, and Zimbabwe. It's all love. So sit back, relax, open your heart for all that love that's about to pour in, and enjoy the show. Now, kicking us off is a song that is both a love song and one that honors Black History Month, Can't Feel My Face, by Canadian singer The Weeknd, who is first-generation African of Ethiopian parents. His given name is Abdel Mekonnen Tesfaye.
And I know she'll be the death of me, at least we'll both be numb. And she'll always get the best of me, the worst is yet to come. But at least we'll both be beautiful and stay forever young. This I know, this I know. She told me don't worry about it. She told me don't worry no more. We both know we can't go without it. She told me you'll never be in love. I can feel my face when I'm death of me, at least we'll both be numb. And she'll always get the best of me, the worst is yet to come. All the misery was necessary when we're deep in love. Yes, I know, yes, I know, girl, I know. She told me don't worry.
Can't Feel My Face by The Weeknd. Hello, everyone. Welcome to Music Time in Africa. I'm Heather Maxwell. Now we are turning to more love. This is Sat B with DJ Corona and Herbert Skills from Burundi with the song, brand new one, called Dawa.
Sharifa Gunu, and you are listening to Heather Maxwell, Music Time in Africa, VOA.
Yes, okay, the next three tunes are love songs. These were the most requested by you when I asked you on social media all week what your favorite love song is. Even better, fans and artists are taking over my hosting duties with the introductions.
Hi. My name is Rebecca Cherotich from Nairobi, Kenya. Valentine's Day is a day to celebrate love. And my dedication to you is a super hit. My Jobber by H at the Band featuring Breezy and Child. Enjoy and have a wonderful and a happy, love-filled Valentine's Day. My Jobber, una meta meta.
Kwenye wegi Hata chimora gikiti Kakikelo no sheri Chunya kona na weri I said tetni Nike chinyonga gichwechni I said tetni Nike chinyonga gilami Unataka nini mama Anagombo na neni Okinyo lady morita Adiri teka gibeni I said tetni Nike chinyonga gichwechni Get me, Nicky Jin Young, I do love.
My job, Una Meta Meta, Utakuna Nini, while it's in kijana Breezy Anchaya. Salamu kwa watu wa Kisumu City.
I am about Charles Davis from Freetown, Sierra Leone. I want to use a special time to wish everybody across the world, especially the beautiful ladies, a happy Valentine. And to you, my special one and only, Marvin Clarkson, all the way in China, I want to wish you a special Valentine Day coming from me and to you. And I want to dedicate this song to everybody, including Sierra Leoneans, non-Sierra Leoneans, a song done for us by Jimmy Bangura, the godfather in Southern music, signed, sealed, delivered. Since you came into my life, definitely you've been so amazing. So, happy Valentine's to everybody, and love you all. Bye.
Since you came into my life, took my pain away. Since you came into my life, had a no more rainy day. You bring me joy, and you took my pain away. Bring me joy, had a no more rainy day.
Music Time in Africa.
Hi, everyone. Hi, Dr. Maxwell. Thank you so much for this. My name is Gasha. I'm a singer, songwriter, performing artist from Cameroon. I'm really happy to connect with all of you right now and share this moment in this wonderful season of love. Happy Valentine's to all of you watching right now. To everyone I love, to everyone who loves me, I hope you have a wonderful, wonderful season. Mwah.
Don't let me go, I lost my mind, claiming now for you, I did do all this dread. I don't know why I be acting so crazy. Because of you, I be acting so naughty. Don't let me go, I lost my mind. Claiming I'm busy. But now for you, I did do all this dread. She said,
online for the live stream Fridays at 900 and Saturdays and Sundays at 900, 15, 20 and 2200 Universal Time. Go to voanews.com and click listen, then choose VOA Africa. Bam!
Okay, hello! How's everybody doing? This is a special Valentine's episode of Music Time in Africa. There's lots of love songs, but also I have a few songs to honor Black History Month, which, as you know or may not know, is throughout the whole month of February. And I also have a feature artist interview. That is with Earl Wynn from Kenya, and that's later on in the show. But this tune is called Maruva Enyika, or Flowers of the World, and it comes by request to celebrate Valentine's Day. It's a contemporary marimba dance music by Blessing Bled Chimanga from Zimbabwe.
Don't put up here. Could see I did it. I did it walk, I did it walk.
was Maruva Enyika by Bled Chimanga. Hey, everybody. This is Heather, and now we're going to slow the tempo down and celebrate Black History Month once again with a couple songs. Remember, we started out the hour with African-Canadian global superstar The Weeknd. Well, here's another global superstar, Angelique Kidjo. She's originally from Benin, but Ms. Kidjo settled in the United States in 1997. This song is Mbamba, the Kenya song, and it comes off her 2014 album, Eve. Angelique Kidjo with Mbamba. Now we're going to go to a township vibe with singer, guitarist, composer, and producer Mongezi Ntaka. He is originally from South Africa, but has been settled in Washington, D.C. for decades. Throughout his career, Mongezi has recorded with and toured with major world artists, some of South Africa's top recording artists. This is Nyaka Nyaka from his 2021 album called Ngoma Zetu, The Seven Chapters of Mystery. Ah.
Africa with Heather Maxwell on Music Time in Africa. Go get them.
Okay, hi guys, this is Heather, and now back to love songs. Here's a classic from 2009 South Africa, Nakupenda by Brenda Fassie. I'm Heather Maxwell. Hello. As you know by now, we are celebrating Valentine's Day, and we're doing it with great love songs of my choice, but also with shout outs and song requests from you, too. Here's some more.
Hello, hello, everybody. My name is Aaron Bebe Sukra. I'm wishing everybody a happy Valentine's all the way from Ghana. I want to wish my wife, Adam Sukra, and my children a happy Valentine's Day. And I would like to request this song from Afiamachi Dede called Sufra Onyame. Say Onyame Pia, the dear baby, baby. Thank you, everyone, and God bless you.
Yes, you see, now, you. If I can't you now, soon you better. If you need the VHI, one of your drop on the hour. The coward, yes, why? It's your money, bro, young.
Honorable Ambassador Apedi Great. Now, maybe an honorable speaker of Ayakata Assembly. Yes, so what's up, people? I just gave you the Niger vibe because I'm from Nigeria. Happy Valentine to you. Happy Valentine to everyone around the world. Yes, so Valentine is that season where we need to show love. Yeah, they call it the Lover's Day, but hey, it's not just for lovers. It's a time for you to extend the hand of friendship. So I want to say happy Valentine to you, and I want to urge you all to reach out to those who are in need this time. I also want to say happy Valentine to my wife, and a special dedication to her is a song titled Ojuju, done by Oxlade. Yeah, Ojuju is a song I love so much. So it's a special dedication to my wife. Once again, happy Valentine to you, you, and you. Ciao.
It's like this love thing that is not
bothered.
I am fed up of falling, I'm falling again. I gotta say, a lot of things come to play. I'm all for the matter every day. To make money crazy, oh baby, I know be sense, but this matter make me faint. This kind thing will depend. Bit to make money crazy, cause oh,
I'm afraid of falling in love again. I got scars, baby, and you know it pains.
Me no one cry, me no one shed tears. Me I dey try, cause you're making me senseless, giving me nightmares. Call the paramedics, me I need health, yeah.
Connected to Heather on her Facebook page, Twitter, at Music Time Africa.
All right. Hello, loves. We are just all into love songs today. But heads up, we still have a wonderful Kenyan artist to meet. That's Erlwin. He's got a new album out. Bill Odidi brings us that interview with him. And so you're going to love that. But first, here's one of my favorite love songs for Valentine's Day, Running by Chike and Simi.
Anybody where you won't fight you, man, I come there already know. I'll be right beside you, like the wall of Jericho. They don't know, they don't know, they don't know what's going on. Monagiso, 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 my baby boy. I'll be a soldier for you, I'm getting better in Kung Fu. You should know I got you, and you don't need to guide me to. I'll be right beside you in anything that you do. If you ever need saving, I will be running to you. Running, running, running to you. I'll be running to you. Running, running, running to you. Anywhere that you go to. Running, running, running to you. I've been running to you, running, running, running to you. Anywhere that you go to.
When I'm looking for trouble, it's cause I know that I got you. Wanting my best, everybody, oh, oh. And it's because of your Kung Fu.
Wanna be the Judas, if they wanna be the Pharaoh. Me, I cannot lay low, yo. Me, I cannot do that.
All right, that was Running. Happy Valentine's Day, everybody. Happy Valentine's Day. Now, let's go to Nairobi.
Hey, Heather, this is Bale Odidi in Nairobi, and since we're a few weeks into the new year, how about we introduce a new album, Tiger and Lionesses, that's what it's called, released in January 2022 by Kenyan rapper, singer and musician Earl Wynn, and we'll get to hear a bit more from the young man himself.
There's never enough, there's never enough, I said there's never enough, there's never enough.
My official name is Alwin Opanga, and my stage name just drops the Opanga, and then it's just Alwin. That Alwin name came from my dad. He told me that he took Ali and Winner and put them together from Alwin.
So you've just released your new album a few weeks ago. Tell us what the album is called, and give us a flavor of the sound on the album.
The album that I dropped is called Tigers and Lionesses. The first song that I would like you guys to hear is Nairobi. I chose that song Nairobi because it encapsulates everything that the album is about. The energy of like ambition, that because you can get it from literally the choruses, I want it all. But then it also captures the other side, which is now the struggle, the suffering, sort of like to get where you want to get to.
The title of the album is quite intriguing, Tiger and Lionesses. What's the story behind it?
Well, the title Tigers and Lionesses, when I first thought of that idea, Tigers and Lionesses, then I wrote it down. It just looked cool. And the second thing about it, it's sort of like a metaphor. The tiger representing me and the lion is representing the girl I want. The tiger sort of shows my background. Like, I'm sort of like this loner who is like ambitious, trying to get what he wants to get, but he's trying to get this girl who's like out of his league.
We're dying to hear another song from the album, so tell us what you've selected.
The second song that I'd like you guys to hear is Lioness Reprise, mostly just because it sounds so pretty. Because I do like a falsetto on the chorus. So the Lioness Reprise track is actually my personal favorite on the album.
Heaven knows, baby, a queen with a throne, what I need, and I'm yours, baby, I'm telling you I know when I see it, only you, it's only you, only you, it's only you.
How do you describe this very unique style of music? Because it doesn't seem to fit a specific genre.
My music is genreless, but I usually call it pop because I maintain a pop structure, like in terms of verse, chorus, verse. It's new sounds, but they still sound familiar. It just represents how I was feeling at the time. I can't really be boxed into like one genre, but I usually say pop because I want my music to be listened to by everyone.
So you started 2022 with a bang. What are your expectations of this new album?
I know personally that this album is going to make me like a legend. It's like a moment where the concept, the lyrics, like the music, everything just works out perfect. You get? So it's a very personal album.
Great speaking to you, Alwin. We just have enough time to squeeze in one last song from your album. What will you choose?
The last song that I want you guys to hear is Kakamega, because of that pumping energy, so that you sort of feel, because that's the intro to the album. That's how the album starts.
Tired of the broke days, so I'ma only say this once. Put everything there in my bag, all of it is what I want. And keep every door open, book me a room as the one. And hush with all of the token, none of you fellas can run. There's never enough.
There goes Alwin with Kakamega, which is the name of the town where he hails from, which explains the connection. Very eclectic sounds from the 24-year-old Kenyan artist. That's just about it from Alwin and from myself, BLODD. Now back to Heather Maxwell on Music Time in Africa.
All right, thank you, Bill and Erlwin. Well, people, we have time for one more song. So we're going to go back to Love from Ghana.
My name is Osei Kwame Crunchy from Ghana, West Africa. I wish my family a happy Valentine's Day, and I want to dedicate a song titled Welcome Home by Osibisa.
And with Welcome Home by Osibisa, it is time to say goodbye. Thank you for joining me today. Happy Valentine's Day and happy Black History Month. Thanks to Bill Odidi and to Erlwin from Kenya for sharing Erlwin's new album, Tiger and Lionesses. And also a big thank you for all of you who contributed to this episode, made it just really lovely. This program broadcasts live on shortwave and select local FM stations every Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. You can also find it online at voanews.com to search for me, Heather Maxwell, or Music Time in Africa. Till next time, stay beautiful and stay safe.